De La Cruz speaks on securing Texas water. Texas border business. Washington, D.C., on President Trump's 100th day in office, Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz, Texas 15, held a press conference with local officials, including Hidalgo County Judge Richard Cortez, and South Texas agriculture leaders, including Dale Murden. De La Cruz praised the Trump administration's announcement to ensure the Mexican government makes water deliveries and shared her continued work to ensure Mexico delivers water to South Texas. Following the press conference, De La Cruz shared videos thanking President Trump, U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio for their work on this critical issue. De La Cruz's remarks as prepared are below. This announcement is a victory for our community, our farmers, and our families. I am deeply grateful to our local business leaders, our city officials, and to President Trump and his administration for working with me on such a vital issue for South Texas families. For more than 80 years, long before I arrived in Congress, this community faced a crisis of water. That's why one of the first resolutions I passed in the House strongly supported diplomatic pressure to ensure the Mexican government fulfills its water obligations every single year. And before President Trump even took office, I sent a letter, with many members of the Texas delegation, urging him to hold the Mexican government accountable. When I met with the president in the Oval Office in February, he was shocked to hear what South Texas families have endured for decades, and he assured me that he would act swiftly. Last month, I proudly stood with Secretary Rollins to announce $280 million in critical relief, funding I helped secure through the American Relief Act, that will be deployed directly to Texas farmers. After years of being told nothing could be done, we are standing strong and delivering for our community. And today, I am proud to announce, the Mexican government has agreed to deliver up to 420,000 acre-feet of water between now and October. This is a major step forward, but it's not just about agriculture. This fight affects every South Texas family because every one of us needs water. Texas is one of America's largest agricultural producers. If we lose Texas fruit and vegetable crops, the consequences would be devastating, not just for South Texas, but for families across the entire country. I will never let that happen. I will continue fighting every day to protect our farmers, our families, and our future. It is the honor of my life to serve as the Valley's voice in Congress. This is where I was born. It's where I grew up. And it's where we are raising our families. My team and I will always listen to you, and we will always fight hard to solve our problems. This is just the beginning. The best is yet to come. God bless. Information source, Office of Congresswoman De La Cruz.